This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. You are listening to 107.7 WTPL. You can stream us live on WTPLFM.com. And we always love to take calls from you as well. You can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd also love for you to go to our website. I always say that.
Well, actually, both of them.
It is both. It is
visit
both.
Either one
start
or both.
Start at the website, and then you can go from the website to the Facebook page. It's foodforthoughtnh.com. And happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Carol. I just want to follow up a little bit on some Friday conversation we had about parking in the city. The 2-hour parking rule in the downtown district is the max that you can park. And I get that because they want to turn over the cars and give new customers a chance to get in and do business. And that's fine. The trouble with, I'll be selfish for a minute, is that I'm here for 2 hours, which is good. However, I do like to show up a few minutes early to allow for, traffic issues to get in and to kind of get settled and chat with you, strategize. So I finally got my first ticket because I have about 10 to 15 minutes every day where I'm vulnerable to get a ticket. And I understand that's the rules. I'm not asking for any sympathy, but I'm just trying to figure out how I can make this work. So I'll pay my daily 2 hours and hope that I don't get nailed. So I told Carol, I'm going to start showing up like right when the show starts. And she said, well, I can give you some spots that might work where they don't seem to patrol as frequently.
I knocked on wood.
Yeah, we're not going to say where those places are. And I'm not trying to beat the system, but I feel like I'm kind of getting screwed here because I don't really want to have to run out during the show, feed the meter, and then run back in. So, I mean, I may take that up with the mayor on Thursday. I have a thought, a possible solution for that. So I will bring that up because he has lunch with us every other Thursday.
I know. Keep going.
Yeah, you won't be here because you're going to do a little holiday weekend vacay, which you deserve, which is good.
Thank you.
So I'll be holding it down for the weekend. So that's one topic I need to bring up with the mayor.
Great idea.
Carrie Lehman, by the way, will be our fill-in host for you that day from Tidewater Catering,
nice.
Waterworks Cafe, and Bayona. And we were so impressed by her. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago that we
thought? It was last week.
I made a little note to myself. Okay, possible fill-in candidate. And she was very happy to do that.
She is an amazing woman. Mm-hmm. She really is. She's just amazing. So I'm sure she'll do just fine.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I will report back to you, Carol. After 6 weeks, I finally got my first ticket on Thursday. Came to you because you are kind of the godmother of the downtown district. And you advised me. So we'll see how it works out.
I hope it does.
Thank you.
I hope it does. I filled you in on some secrets.
Yeah.
But anyway, this weekend, busy weekend. Got all my... Well, you know what was very difficult this weekend?
No.
Was getting all my food in. No.
Oh, and making time for your
six
smaller meals a day.
Meals.
All precisely measured.
Yes. And...
Yeah.
I'm anxious. Rocco will be on, Rocco Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, and he will be in shortly. And I had a really difficult time. During the week, I have my, I have my schedule Monday through Friday. It's easy. I can do it. And the weekend was difficult. I didn't eat all my meals is what happened.
Is that right?
Yes. So I'm anxious to discuss that with them. And I also need to discuss my upcoming trip to South Carolina as well.
Okay. Well, I getting back
that with Rocco.
To your first topic, and that is having difficulty when you're on the run out of your routine to get all six meals consumed. And, so you can space them out. I can sort of relate to that. Not that I've ever dieted, but I did a clinical study back during the winter with the Brigham and Women's, and part of it was a diet modification for blood pressure and stuff like that. So they gave me a bunch of meals and snacks that I had to eat every day that seemed like it was more than I normally would eat. And there were times when I had to, force the stuff down that I didn't necessarily want to have. The food was not great. It was okay. But I didn't really want to eat it all the time. But I knew that because all the apples to apples in a study that goes on for 10 years – all the subjects have to basically consume the same stuff so they are confident that the results they're getting are accurate. So I kind of feel your pain there.
It was difficult. It was. It, just being out and about, and It's probably the first weekend we don't go out to eat.
This upcoming weekend?
This past weekend.
You didn't go out to eat?
No.
Did that kill Daryl? Because he likes to eat out like you do.
I mean, he does. He goes with the flow, really.
Did it kill you?
He does. No, it didn't. No? It really didn't. I mean, I'm in my determined mode. And I take that back. On Saturday afternoon, we went to the Red Arrow.
Okay.
We went to the Red Arrow in Londonderry. My mother, who, you know, is a snowbird, she's up here now. Mm-hmm. She hadn't seen the new Londonderry location. So we took her Saturday, for dinner, actually. We got there around 4:35 o'clock. And so we went there. But, I ate what I need. And, of course, because I know the Red Arrow, I can go tell them exactly what I want. So it was easy. You know, I stayed on my program and all. But,
good.
But, you know, that meal, which would have been my dinner, mm-hmm. was like my third meal. And
by dinner time?
Yeah.
And you got to cram three more in before bedtime?
Exactly, I didn't do it.
No.
You know? But what I did do, which, you know, we'll discuss it with Rocco. I did a
You went
protein.
To Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No. And you know what was very interesting? Yesterday, yeah. We had a party. Well, we had a christening to go to. It was mm-hmm. Amanda and Mike's babies.
Mm-hmm. Christening. Lila.
Mm-hmm. And, then it was at my brother's after, because my brother and my sister-in-law are the godparents. And so the party was thereafter. And it was quite interesting to be around people all drinking and me not drinking.
Did they quiz you, or did everybody was everybody aware of your situation?
Oh, no, nobody said anything. You know, I had my water, and mm-hmm. it was all fine. I mean, not everybody was drinking, but, you know, it's quite fun watching other people drink when you're not drinking.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
To step back without the booze goggles on and watch people.
Yeah, it was interesting. Huh. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right, so you got more questions for Rocco.
I do. I have questions for Rocco.
And you said you're going away this weekend. You're going to, say, North Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
I've never been. Just driven through, you know,
the Palmetto State.
Yeah. So it's Daryl's parents live there,
okay.
and his brother lives in Georgia, which is just like an mm-hmm. hour away from where they are. So we'll be visiting with them as well, his brother and fiance.
But the food, diet issue, are you going to get special permission from Rocco?
Well, but you know what? It doesn't matter, because I'm so in my mode right now, but I'm nervous because I'm in my mode and mm-hmm. I want to do right. And I got really nervous when Daryl's dad, you know, we're friends on Facebook, and I've been posting all mm-hmm. my healthy, snacks and what I've been eating and such. And my particular one when I was at Republic, I think it was over the weekend or Friday? I think it was Saturday morning, and I was eating quinoa and beets.
For breakfast?
That's right. I meant, actually.
I like both of those, but not at 7.
We went to Republic.
Yeah.
We went to the Red Arrow first, and it was too long of a line.
That's a bad problem to have.
So
owner.
We did have a time issue, so we went over to Republic. And now, it's kind of a little beef I have, actually. Maybe someone's listening, and they can, I don't know. But to me, all right, they serve breakfast. They mm-hmm. have a very good breakfast there. You know, they have a few items, not like a huge mm-hmm. Breakfast, menu. But I know that they're somewhat healthy and organic and farm to table and all that kind of stuff. So I knew I'd be able to find something
And the
there.
Number one restaurant as voted by Hippo restaurant readers and fans.
Exactly. So we go in there, and it was not busy at all. Mm-hmm. It wasn't busy at all. And, you know, we go in and I order, I was going to get my egg white omelet, which mm-hmm. is what I've been eating every morning. So I'm thinking over there, egg white omelet with some, you know, veggies, one slice of cheese.
Perfect.
No problem. So I said, I'd like that veggie omelet, but I'd like it with egg whites. And she goes, oh, we don't do egg whites here.
What?
I go, that's what I did.
That's so easy to do.
I go, what?
Uh-huh.
And she says, no, we don't do egg whites. I go, I'll pay more for them. I mean, whatever. And I'm looking around.
I bet Ed would have done it for you, the owner.
But that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
I find that
worth digging into.
It got me all messed up. Mm-hmm. I was a little tweaked. And, you know, then I couldn't order. I had to look again and see what I was going to eat. And the really, you know, and then when I asked her about the yogurt, she couldn't tell me if it was non-fat or fat-free or, you know, what it was in it, because I don't want to just eat any yogurt. It might have sugar and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So I didn't have that and granola, which could be sugar too. So anyway, I got quinoa and beets.
I'm so sorry.
No, they were very good.
Yeah, it's good food. But,
they were delicious.
But it's not what you had your heart set on.
No, but I like that.
You were
though.
Okay with
it
that?
Was, you know, it was quinoa and beets and with Indian spices.
Oh, okay.
Made it interesting. Very good. It was very good. So anyway, going back to Daryl's dad. So I posted that picture and he answered me back and I said, oh, you know, my healthy breakfast, da da da. And, you know, people, you know, they're responding going, go, Carol, great, good, you know, da da da. And then he puts a comment. He says, you better eat that now because get ready for some Southern cooking.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Have you met his parents yet?
I have.
Okay.
They came up to our house on Thanksgiving for a whole week. That's the first time I met them. They stayed at
right out of the box. Somebody you don't even know for a week. Yeah, I can imagine.
It was very nice, though. They're very nice people, and we had a good time.
It's going to be interesting how you dance around and how you politely excuse yourself to go into the other room to have beets and quinoa while they're eating ribs and grits and collard greens and everything else. Good luck to that.
I know. I'm
sorry.
I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I do have one other little restaurant issue to bring up. Basically, it's also on Elm Street, same side of the street as Republic, but down just a little bit.
Campo Nautica?
Nope.
Indian.
Keep going. No.
Indian.
No.
Dos Amigos?
Nope.
J.W. Hills.
There you go.
It closed. You believe that?
I took a picture of the sign on the
I knew that.
Right.
Well, over the weekend.
The building is up for lease or for rent or whatever. It's been there 10 years.
That space.
And yes. And here's the sign that's on the door that I took a picture of because I wanted to read it because a lot of people don't know that.
Unbelievable.
They come down for Monarchs games or whatever and they feel, oh, yeah, we'll jump into J.W. Hill. I've done the same thing. To our valued customers, it says a sign on the door. After having the privilege of serving you for 10 years, we've decided not to renew our lease for this beautiful location on Elm Street and to move on. We want to thank you all after a decade of support and for allowing us the privilege to serve you over the years. We wish you all the very best that the future holds. Be well and be happy. Go Monarchs. Best, J.W. Hills.
It's really too
bad. So what do you, I mean, what are you hearing through the grapevine?
You know, honestly, I have not heard anything through the grapevine. I heard this weekend that that happened. And, you know, J.W. Hills, they've been there for 10 years. And, you know, it seems like, and I've been in there a few times. And, you know, the bar areas, you know,
it's
great.
It's a
they
nice
have good
place.
Drinks and beer.
Right.
And, you know, the food is even very
friendly
good.
Friendly service.
Friendly. They're all real good.
What went wrong?
You know, I'm not sure. But I know that, you know, when you'd see it during the week, there was really, it wasn't that busy. And I always said that place is huge.
Oh, my God. It's.
I mean.
How can you fail? I'm not saying they did, but you don't close a place if you're not doing really well. I don't think.
I don't, but they weren't busy during the week. I think the only times that you really saw them busy was on the weekends, and especially when there was Monarchs games and events at the, you know, Verizon. And
which is
know,
a lot of nights of the year now,
like
60, 70 nights
it
a
is.
Year. But maybe that's not enough,
I don't think it is. It isn't for a big space like that. And I've been saying that for the past 2-3 years. I've been like, how are they staying open? But, you know,
so what
they
goes
had been,
what goes in there? Do you think somebody takes another whack at a restaurant?
Well, did you see Jade Gardens turning into a sports bar?
Oh, it is.
It is. The sign's up right now.
Then guess what?
Coming soon.
Word got out on the street. Somebody found out, got the word to them. Well, guess what? You're going to be able to now have this little bit of the market for sports fans.
Yeah, it's a little ways down though.
It
from
is.
There.
You're right.
People
not
I'm
as
not
convenient.
Sure will. Yeah. I'm sure that they're going to fill that space up.
Though. I would think so because I mean you've got glass on two corners. So, I mean, it's a beautiful view. It's well-lighted, all the TV screens. So I was shocked to hear J.W. Hills going out of business.
Yeah, it was very surprising. It definitely was. But
well, that's a shame. But, I mean, the life of most restaurants, and certainly the Red Arrow and many others, you know, don't fit this mold. But, you know, a couple years and they come and go. Look at Elm Street has just continued to turn over with all different, as you're pointing out right now. And going back to why do you give something up if you're doing well? Well, I can think of an example where that was not the case, and that is the people that own Republic owned and ran the airport
at
restaurant.
The airport, yes.
And I think Ed and it was in for like 15 years or something.
Yeah,
and,
a while.
And the lease came for renewal, and even though it appeared they were doing well, it was a lot more, I think, than he wanted to pay, or he just wanted out.
Right.
So he, you know, he took the out and I don't think it's because of failing business. I mean, whenever I could eat there, we did.
Yeah. Us too.
If time allowed.
Yep.
So.
Yep. You know, the airport is, that's probably a funny thing. That's like a different niche.
Well, it is. And it's gotten, you know, it's gone down since the economy hit the skids in 2008.
But then again, Manchester Airport has kind of grown. So you would kind of almost think that it would be okay, but, you know, I...
Well, you're right. It did. But, again, when the economy hit, Southwest Airlines just, you know, went from, well, let's say, 5 million flights a year to 2 million. I mean, it was that kind of a drastic drop.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
they took a lot of the flights away that came in and out of Manchester for Southwest because they weren't putting enough people on the planes. So people were flying less, and maybe that affected... Was it the Milltown Cafe or no? That's yours.
Midtown. No, but I think it was Milltown.
I'm so confused.
No, but I think it was Milltown.
Yeah.
Which is not called that anymore.
No, no, I'm not even sure.
Although the sign is still up. It's funny.
Oh, is it?
We were there when we went to my mom, you know, a couple weeks ago, and yeah.
So now you've just got the usual, you know, McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts.
There's quite a
Subway.
Few in there now, actually.
Yeah, but I like a nice sit-down place like that was, or a lot of, like Baltimore has, just a boatload of you know, especially Chesapeake Bay-type gear, like O'Brickies and stuff like that for, if you like, crabs. And
there's all kinds of them.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Is. Yeah.
Food holiday, do we have one of those today?
We do have a food holiday. We have, it's a... Two. Actually, they're both very bad for me. one is National Cheese Soufflé Day.
Oh, yeah. Those are not easy to make. Those are really hard to make.
Yeah. Ooh, you got to make sure, you know, you don't open the oven.
That's right.
You know,
have to collapse.
All that stuff. Uh-huh. But yeah, I wouldn't even attempt that. And I love Reese's Day.
Oh.
bad news. And you know what? I like Reese's, too.
Do you?
I do. And I'll just read today's food quote. It's cute. A world without tomatoes is like a string quartet without violins. Violins.
So in other words, it's not worth living.
I guess.
We bought a bunch of tomato plants over the weekend. The town of Windham had their annual garden club sale where they sell plants, bedding plants. And so we picked up a bunch and we'll be putting those in because nothing beats fresh grown tomatoes.
Is it hard to grow tomatoes?
I think it's one of the easiest things to grow. Yeah.
Now, do you plant them in the ground or do you have them in a pot?
Well, you can do either. I think they do better in the ground if you've got good soil. If you don't, then probably leave them in a really big pot.
Now, do they require full sun, part sun, what
I think they need more sun than not. It's not really a shade vegetable, so I think you need to give a boatload of sunshine to them. And you just got to kind of keep them watered because they grow so fast, they just suck up all the moisture out of out of the ground. And, of course, you want to watch for the tomato worms, which are, you know, they're easy to spot and pick off.
Tomato worms?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're actually the larvae of a giant moth. That's why, I mean, they can be maybe 2 inches long, and they're green, and so they blend right in.
Oh, okay.
But when you start to see little caterpillar poopies on the ground underneath the underneath the plant, you got to take a look because that means that some moth laid some eggs, and now the caterpillars are having a feast at your expense.
Yikes!
So that's all you got to worry about, Carol, to answer your question about growing tomatoes.
I'm not a garden person, but, you know, tomatoes, and you're right, nothing like fresh tomatoes.
Right.
I'll go to the farmer's market, but I'm into my flowers on my porch and my, you know, my patio area.
That's your passion.
It is my passion. Mm-hmm. It is. And I'm out there every morning watering them and taking care of them. As a matter of fact, I'm threatening my son with making sure he's going to take care of them for me while he's gone. I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for him and... I'm a little nervous.
Don't want to come home to a bunch of dead flowers.
I know. But I think we need to go on a break.
Let's do a break.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down and watch the show if you'd like and even have some lunch over at Midtown Cafe. Yeah. Stay tuned. Food for Thought. I'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
12:35 at 107.7 The Pulse. It's Carol and Mike, and the show is Food for Thought every weekday from noon to 2, except on the few days that we have Red Sox games, or in the case of Memorial Day, everybody gets the day off, and I believe we have a Red Sox game preempting us next Wednesday. But in the meantime, we're going to fill it up with interesting, fun, and at times compelling conversation. One such case will be an hour from now. One of TV's hot actors, Tyler Ritter, will be joining us. Why are we talking to actors? Well, because we can, and secondly, because he is on a show called The McCarthys, which is a set in South Boston, and our good friend Jimmy Dunn is a part of that show. So we're going to update you on whether or not that show is coming back, because there was some question whether or not CBS would renew it. And Tyler Ritter, a nice young man, also is involved in a new project. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about food in France and South America. So we'll make sure that we get our quota of food in. Speaking of food for thought, brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street in Manchester. And did you know, Carol, that Kevin Cornish, the owner of Casey's Rib Shack, is a darn fine singer and musician?
You know what? I didn't know that, but I saw his little video clip he put on Facebook.
And I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it.
I did.
It sounded like his voice was on auto-tune a little bit. It was electronically enhanced, but plays the guitar great, and you could tell that he's got a good tone.
It was awesome.
And he is good. So
yes.
I sent him a note, and I said, dude, next time you come to visit us, yeah, you can bring ribs, but bring your guitar, boy, and sing for us.
Did he answer you back?
He didn't. He just said thank you because I was very complimentary. I'm trying to suck up to the boy, you know, so he'll come in. And we're also brought to you by Grasshopper's Garden Supply, where customers come first on New River Road in New Boston. Food for thought, Carol.
Fun. All right. Well, it is Healthy Monday today, as you all know. And, you know, Rocco is following, well, you're all following my weight loss journey. And Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And welcome, Rocco, to Food for Thought.
Hi, Carol. Can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yeah, we always said about you that Rocco never mails it in, but today he phones it in. So, how are things, big guy?
It was a little bit of a crazy morning for me this morning. Joe got called into jury duty, which set me behind a little bit with all the locations. And I had a server issue again this morning, so I was on technical support that I couldn't get off, and I was sweating it.
Well, it happens.
So other than that, things are good. I'm alive and kicking, healthy. So, Carol, how are you today? I know I texted you a couple of times over the weekend and got some pretty good responses back from you. So why don't we start off with you?
Well, I had a great weekend. I've had a great week, really. Tomorrow will be, today's seventh day, so we can say it's a week. I have three more meals to go, and it'll be a week. So, no, it's been going very, very well. It really has. I'm in that mode where, I'm doing it. There's no stopping me. So, I'm in that mode now. We do need to talk about something.
Are we going to talk about them live or
oh, yeah.
Well, of course.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say that if we weren't going to talk about
it. It's a transparent program, Rocco.
Well, I didn't know she said we needed to talk about some things, but nothing followed after that. So.
No. We need to talk about, I am leaving Thursday morning for South Carolina to Daryl's parents till Monday, and I'm very nervous. I know that I'm not going to be able to follow my whole meal plan. What do I do?
What part do you think that you can't follow?
All of it.
I don't want to like put them out. I don't know these people that well. And I don't want to say, well, you need to get me this, and we need to be home. I mean, they have the whole day's plan. We're going to be driving. We're going to be hiking. We're going to be going to waterfalls. Mm-hmm. And they have the whole, like, and then I got really nervous when his dad, you know, posted a comment after I posted my beautiful quinoa and beet breakfast. He said, well, get that in because you're coming down to have some Southern cooking. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do?
You're screwed.
that peer pressure could be difficult, can't it?
Well, you know, I really, this is what I'm thinking, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Pre this six meal, you know,
regimen.
Regimen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, strict regimen. That's what I was trying. I couldn't think of the strict word. Strict regimen that I've been doing and really loving it. And, you know, you told me that I would feel hungry. Or my body would tell me if I was, and it's been good. I've been fine, and I've actually had more energy, and I've been doing more. I've been going to Doors Pond. I dragged Daryl there on Sunday, and you know, it's been all great. So what my thinking is going to South Carolina is, you know, just trying to really eat as healthy as I can, like I was doing before. And just watch what I'm eating. That's what, I mean, I'm going to take my protein. I'm going to take my protein with me. So whenever I can get that in, you know, I will fit that in, but just.
Yeah, or you can bring the ready to drinks. You know, we have those ready to drinks, proteins that are already set up. So you don't have to do any preparation.
Oh, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, I have like my water bottle that I'll be able to put, you know, a bottle of water in or okay. You know, add it to that. I'm good with that because then that'll like weigh down my suitcase. Are you kidding? I'd have to have a separate suitcase. Just
that's true. You got to check that one in. Anything over 3 ounces.
Yeah. So, well, no, we're talking I'd have to bring like probably 24.
Oh.
I'm fine with bringing my powder, you know, protein. So how does that sound to you? Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, and then we also have these little packets in the store that are called Lean Bodies, and they're one drink at a time in powder. So if you're worried about the weight thing, you can get those envelopes that are right there. Just ask Don when you go into the store; they're already pre-measured out. So all you have to do is pour the packet into your shaker with water and just shake it. So it'll be that easy. So
that's what I'm going to go get. So pre-portioned packets. So okay.
Yeah, course you have your. You have your Quest bar that you can use as a
definitely
as healthy snacks as well. That's still going to give you 20 grams of protein at that snack point. So yeah, just do the best that you can. Of course, you're going to go out and probably have some of the Southern barbecue. Just to, you know, like anything else, it's you got to live your life too. And you know, I go through the same things when I'm out. And I was gone to North Conway all weekend looking for a piece of real estate, which in fact we found up there. So we're putting up a new center up in North Conway, and we're going to start building out probably in the next couple of weeks. So
congratulations.
That is fantastic. Wow. So another Integrity?
Yeah, this is going to be our first Integrity co-ed center, so we'll have both male and female.
You know what? Daryl was asking about that, actually. That is and I said, no, it's just for women.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, we do program, like I said, for, you know, significant others that are members of our women-only location. So I've been in, you know, I typically bring them over to Gold's Gym because one of my friends owns Gold's Gym and set them up on a membership deal over there, and then I'll do their programming for them over there. So there's always a way that I can service, you know, our customers, but this would be the first location that we own and operate that will be both a male and female.
Very cool.
Is it right next door to the Muddy Moose?
Not far from the Muddy Moose, let's put it that way.
All right, look, so while I'm hearing you and Carol talk, the bigger question is the social aspect. You know, because she's going to get teased and she's going to be, you know, try to be persuaded to eat the stuff that I know she doesn't want to eat. So what should she be saying? How comfortable should she be? How aggressive should she be in declining if she, you know, no means no, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, and you're exactly right, Mike. No means no. And when, you know, people want to try to force that upon you, it's like you still have the choice. You know, no one's going to make you pick something up, open your mouth, and make you chew it. That's just never going to happen. You just have to say that I have something that I'm working on right now that's more important to me than what this is. And that's it. If that's what you want, or if you say, well, I'm going to have this much because I want it, and you know, I want to indulge in what everybody else is indulging in to a point, but I'm putting, you know, I'm putting a limit on that so that you know, and nobody's feeling like it's just, you know, this pressure which way, one way or the next. You don't have to do that. You know, same thing goes for people who go and have, you know, alcoholic cocktails. If somebody goes in, they say, you know, trying to recover from alcoholism, you know, you don't want to pressure them either.
Right.
You know,
right.
In some instances, it's the same thing because the person is trying to remove themselves from some of those things to get to a better place in their life, and that's a choice.
Right. And, you know, yeah, the one thing I do have on my side is Daryl, and Daryl is very supportive. You know, he signed that contract. He was my witness on my contract, and you know, and I've gone, well, it sounds like I am an alcoholic. I've gone 1 week without drinking.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, like I was sharing with Mike a little earlier, it was very interesting being, you know, at a get together with people drinking and being, you know, and not drinking and watching everybody else. It was quite interesting. I'm like, is that what I do?
But it actually, if you don't drink, it will, because when you do drink, your willpower is somewhat sucked out of you. So if you don't drink, that'll help you be a little stronger. And if Daryl's running interference for you, which it sounds like he is, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, I do think
Let
I
him
will.
Be the bad guy with his parents.
Right. I mean, you know, I guess I know what I need to do. I do. I just want to hear it from Rocco, I guess, you know, sort of.
Yeah, but Carol, at the end of the day, it's going to be who you are, not who Rocco is or anybody else. Like, during my days of competition, I went out, you know, we used to hang out at the Black Permanent when that was open on Elm Street, and there was so many nights in there that I went in, I had, a water, you know, a sparkling water with some lime that I squeezed in it because nobody could tell whether it was vodka or not.
Right.
And I would sit there and I would drink that and be part of, you know, part of what everything was going on down there, celebrating and having fun and socializing, whatever the case may have been back then. But I knew that I had a more important mission, and for me, it was, you know, I was competing as a world champion, and to be better than everybody that I'm competing against, you have to do it better than everybody that you're competing against to be that number one person. So there is a lot that you have to give. Not that you're in that situation, but you have a goal and an objective that you want to get to. So why would you let anybody else get in your way to your goal? You wouldn't do that in your business, would you?
Nope, you're right. You're right. And you know what? This, what I'm feeling, and you know the way that I look, it tastes much more than putting that in my mouth. So, you know, we're going to go on a short break, and I do have a question about my breakfast, my 5 egg whites. We need to change. I'm going to have you ponder on something for the next commercials. I can't eat all that. It's like way too much. I need a different breakfast, Rocco. You gotta give me a substitute for my 4 egg whites and the egg yolk and my veggies and 1 ounce of cheese. I need a different breakfast for that. So you're listening to Food for Thought. We are here with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, integrityfit.com. And stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Food for Thought continues on The Pulse, WTPL 107.7, foodforthought.com, foodforthoughtnh.com, right?
foodforthoughtnh.com,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, very good. Want to make sure we get that in there. Brought to you by Express Jewelry Center, Main Street in Concord, and Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill, 2nd Street in Manch Vegas.
Beautiful. And welcome to Healthy Monday. And we have Rocco here, and we're talking about... you know, of course, my weight loss journey and the challenge that will be coming up Thursday through Monday in South Carolina. So, did you find me a replacement for that?
Well, Carol, you just take a look at. So, you have to somehow get in the same amount of nutrition that's in that first meal. Is it that there's too much food there for you to eat? Is that what your problem is?
I'm not a big egg person. I mean. It's not that I don't like eggs. I do like eggs, but 7 days a week, not doing it. Can't do it. I just can't do it.
No egg means no egg.
I mean, I can do that a couple of days a week because it works out great with Midtown Cafe here. I go in, I can make it all. It's nothing, but I don't like eggs that much.
Well, that's good. Think about it. That's 30 grams of protein, right?
30. Okay. See, I don't know how to figure that out. So,
yeah, because it's 6 grams of protein per egg, right?
Okay, so 6 times 5 is 30. Okay. 5 eggs! So okay, 30 protein. Okay.
So whatever way it's going to take you to replace those 30 grams of protein, you can do it whatever you want. It can be chicken, it could be fish, it could be a protein shake, it could be whatever contains proteins. It could be, you know, sodium-free, all-natural sliced turkey meat from the deli. But you want to be able to get in that 30 grams of protein. Well,
Like for chicken, how many ounces would that be?
That would somewhere be around 4 ounces.
Okay, so like my same meal amount that I have, my dinner amount. Okay, right. Okay, so just replacing 30 grams of protein. Got
it. That's the one great thing about Google. You can Google how many grams of protein in 4 ounces of chicken. It'll tell you.
Right, okay. All right, I got it.
Sorry to hear that you don't like eggs, but I guess...
Well, I do, but not
that many, huh?
Like, you know, the first day I was like, wow, this is a lot, and this looks great.
That's,
and
that's 3 dozen a week
good.
If you do it every day.
No, don't even tell me that. And I do like it, but then the next day I'm like, yeah, this is good. The third day I'm like, oh, I don't know, I'm not liking this so much. Like,
you know how many dozen eggs I eat a week, Carol?
Oh, I do. I'm afraid to ask.
8.
Yikes.
8 dozen?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I hope you've got chickens in the backyard, Rocco.
You should.
I'm trying to grow feathers.
He's starting to look like Big Bird now that you mentioned.
Grow feathers. Okay, so I'm just going to replace that 30 gram, but then I still need to do my veggies and my 1 ounce of cheese, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so it's because that's what's giving you your fats and your carbohydrates along with your protein. So that balances out the nutrients that you need at that particular feeding. Because if you undereat, what ends up happening is your body will take away the muscle tissue that you've been working so hard to achieve that's giving you your metabolism. Right. If your body's made of protein, so in order to be able to rebuild your body, you have to have the amino acids which are contained within proteins in order to rebuild every tissue that's in your body.
Right. And I did have a very hard time this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to fit in all my six meals. It was, you know, with my schedule, you know, not being as regimented as during the week, I was missing a couple meals each day.
Yeah, and that's detrimental to your fat loss program, because you'll still lose weight, but if you're losing weight, but it's muscle weight, that's counterproductive to what we're trying to do.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Now, it would be easy, you know, like when I finished one of my meals and I still had three left. I know we're going to get cut off here. And can I whip together a protein drink to fit that?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So that there's nothing wrong with that. Protein drink, okay, perfect. All right, okay. That would have been easy to do. That's easier to do than...
Can we ask Rocco a favor here?
Yeah, ask Rocco a favor.
Rocco... are you able to stick around during the news? June is in, and we're really out of time to give her a just amount of minutes to talk about her successes. Are you able to come back? Can we get in touch with you a little after the news for a couple minutes?
You know what it is, Rocco? June just finished her 8-week program, and she did all her stats this morning, and she hasn't told me. And I told her, I said, oh, my gosh, Rocco's going to want to hear, too. So, and she has a big smile on her face, so I'm sure it's really good. And I thought, well, we should all share it together. So if you can give a call back at, like, 103 or so, and then we can all share it together.
Or just stay on the line.
103, I will call you back.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, good.
So,
all right.
The segment of my show is ended, right?
It is. Say your little your spiel.
Do you want to say it?
No, you say it.
Okay.
You
so
say
remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy?
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Rocco. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Well, thanks, guys. I'll call you back in a few.
Thank you. All right. Listening to Food for Thought, we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. June is in the house. We're going to hear her stats at Integrity Health. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.